What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ty Simpson will open the 2025 season as Alabama starting quarterback, according to Coach Caleb DeBoer. And this kind of got me thinking about you know, with all the quarterback battles going on in college football this year, I'm curious, what is the best way to kind of deal with your situation? Do you run the Ohio State route of it's going to be up to the last day before we really know who's going to be the starting quarterback? Or do you get out in front of it, like right now, and say Ty Simpson, for being, quote, loyal, will get the nod?
You know, I was listening to a podcast on the way in. I think it was the Cover 3 guys with Cannell and Fernelli and those guys. And they brought up an interesting point as it pertains to Ryan Day and Ohio State. And the thought process between Saban and Kienholz being that the only way Ryan Day, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, but it's an interesting thought process. The only way he can simulate the pressure of being a top flight quarterback at a top flight school is to make those guys fight it out until the very last second.
Even though he knows, let's pretend he knows who he's going to choose.
Sure. But there also has to be, they have to be close enough that you can do it.
Right. You can't lie about it.
Because the guys will know.
Yeah.
Like that.
The guys know. That's
yeah.
The truth.
And if it's close though, you might have some guys like, well, I like this. You know, another guy's might be like, oh, I think it's this guy. But it's like
Jeremiah Smith knows who's going to be the starting quarterback.
I mean, does he?
I don't know.
But that's the thing, like the one I'll use at the NFL is Russell Wilson. Like, yes, you brought in Matt Flynn and you paid him all that money back then, but it was evident
who the
guy was. And then you can only do that if things are close. Now, you've got down in Missouri with Drinkwitz, Prabula, they brought in from Penn State as a transfer. And then the other quarterback they have there, Sam, God, I'm totally blanking his name. The notes coming out of camp is Drinkwitz in his press availability yesterday, I think it was yesterday, said something along the lines of like, yeah, there really hasn't been any separation, which that's not good because you brought in Pibula to be the guy. It's like, that's probably not a great sign. Now, you can look locally at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
The presumption, I think, from general national media and Oregon fan is, oh, it's Dante Moore's job.
I mean, at the point where I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
I think there's a very real chance that Nova said
really
is the starter.
I would be surprised.
I would not be surprised if Austin Nova said, like, there, from what it sounds like, it doesn't sound like Dante Moore is running away with the job.
And
it,
that is true. And otherwise, I think Dan Lanning, but that's my question here. Yeah. I think Dan Lanning, if he knew, he would come out and say it.
I get the Ryan Day approach. Mm-hmm. If you've got two good quarterbacks and you do want to, like, you know, pressure leads the diamonds kind of a deal. I understand that, like the mentality behind that, because the military mind in me, that's how that works, is just pressure, 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 pressure. And then you see what breaks or doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're a coach, you want somebody to just be that much better. Like, just be like, yeah, no, it's his job. It's, you know what I mean? Because then I don't think you relax, but it's a calming presence.
You're almost saying you can be both. It's all situational.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I wonder if it's better to just be like one way all the time.
I think you
have to adjust, like an almost image based thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm the coach that pushes all my players and you'll find out on game day, or I'm the coach mm-hmm. that picks my guy and I stick with you.
Well, I don't think you can do that because if you pick a guy, because here's the thing, once you pick a guy, then the clock starts ticking. And if you do it too early in camp and it was like, oh, it was just a couple of good practices, like, which is why you wait.
You pick Sears and he throws four picks against Texas and you're like, But if you don't announce that until the week of game day, you got a little more leash.
Yeah. And then there's like, you know, if you want to use the Ryan Day example between Brown and McCord, you know, they. Mm-hmm. That did not go the way that they wanted. And McCord ends up at Syracuse and is a lot better. Now, does getting out of Ohio State help Kyle McCord and going to Syracuse and putting up all those numbers?
It did.
Like, did he need to get that pressure release, so to speak?
Maybe.
But did Ohio State maybe fumble that a little bit?
Yeah, but I also think they were okay.
In the long run,
yes. In the long run, yeah.
But in that immediacy, they weren't.
Sure.
So I think that's kind of like, if you're looking for the hole in that argument, I think that's probably what you're looking at. And so I do think it's very situational, but I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. I think you have to be able to adjust. And I think that's kind of the mark of coaching in college football now, is that you have to be willing to adjust. You have to be willing to be flexible. But also, if you have the old adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you have two quarterbacks, it's what Kathy Bates says on The Office all the time. Mm. You got two people doing the same job? We're going to fix that. Quote from Kalen DeBoer, that's what's great and why I love rooting for Ty is just the journey he's been on and the way he's been loyal to Alabama, loyal to his teammates. He continued to stay and keep fighting and do it in a way where he never lowered his level of character and always kept being a great teammate first and foremost, so it makes it really easy from a teammate standpoint to root for him. Am I reading too much into that statement when it sounds like I don't have a guy better in the room?
Yeah, that's what this isn't.
The guy. Yeah. I just don't have anybody better.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I think if you're Alabama, that's scary. And I know we haven't gotten into a ton since we've been doing the show on the SEC and what they look like this year, and we will eventually.
Starting on Friday with Josh Payton.
Yeah, but this is the first time that I've kind of been a little concerned about Alabama.
I mean, look at the SEC quarterbacks in general.
It's wide open everywhere. Yeah.
Like, who's the best quarterback in the SEC right now? It's Texas, clearly.
Yeah, Arch, the kid at South Carolina.
Yeah, Lenore Sellers. Yep.
Nico's
not at Tennessee anymore.
Gunnar
Stockton's at Georgia. Ty Simpson at Alabama. Diego Pavia.
Jackson Dart.
No, not there anymore. Yeah, definitely not.
Who's the kid at Florida?
Lagway. But he's had injuries.
But he's injured, yeah.
And now we have breaking news about your guy, Mateer. There's a gambling investigation.
No.
ESPN is just now reporting screenshots of past references to sports gambling on his Venmo account.
I know. Yeah. I saw that. I'm not worried about that. I thought there was like more news.
No, it's like two transactions where he labeled it as sports gambling.
And we'll get to that later.
Yes.
All right. Don't be poking the bear over here. No, okay.
Just saying, you know, Mr. Mateer is going to win a Heisman.
He is going to win a Heisman. Mm. You can bet your bottom dollar on it.
Sounds like he might have bet some money on
it.
See what I did there?
And Nussmeier, I mean, we're going to get to him at the noon hour.
He got dinged up in practice.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, maybe I am overthinking it. I was concerned that this quote and making Ty Simpson your starting quarterback was a bad thing for Alabama.
Thompson.
I know, I did. I almost did. You noticed that?
Yeah, no.
I thought I got away with it, too.
No, trust me. I when you hear Ty and quarterback, it's like, because it was around for so long. It was just like
Ty and son?
Yeah, it's like, okay, not Ty Thompson, Ty Simpson.
Remember when Ty Thompson was a five-star recruit? Mm. Can't miss.
Mm.
Is he playing tight end?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Isn't he playing? I think he's playing tight end somewhere.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
but maybe, okay, so then maybe I am overreacting. If the SEC isn't a quarterback kerfuffle in general.
Nobody's proven.
Maybe Simpson is an okay pick.
I mean, is
I
Diego,
just don't.
Is Diego Pavia the most proven quarterback in the SEC
Oh,
right
man.
Now?
Oh, God. Maybe?
I mean, like, mark. It, like, legitimately.
How many quarterbacks in the SEC have beaten Alabama? Pavia has.
I wonder if I sort it by attempts. I bet you Pavia's probably the leader in attempts right now.
Oh, God. You're going to get some SEC fans real mad.
Is he the
mad.
Most experienced, like, battle-tested quarterback in the SEC right now? Lagway's young. Arch is young. Simpson's young. Like, Mateer...
played some bad Wazoo
teams. Yeah,
like, I've seen him get lit a lot. He might be the most experienced, maybe not the most proven.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to prove yourself at, you know, at Wazoo when you don't have a conference.
Yeah, that's like...
But he's probably the most experienced.
See, now I want to dig into this in the break just to be, like, see where this falls. And again, I think this is why we're going to... this is why we keep circling the drain around parity.
Yeah.
Is because no matter what the SEC is, the Big Ten is, whatever you want to say about whatever conference, there's just so few returning experienced quarterbacks around the country.
I mean, the Big Ten's the same way outside of Drew Aller, too.
And Altmaier.
Oh, and Altmaier, yes.
But yes, other than those two guys, you were basically breaking in new quarterbacks damn near everywhere.
My team's breaking in a new quarterback. You know? It's kind of like the theme of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Blah. Well, Ty Simpson is named the quarterback at Alabama. We'll see how that goes. I mean, they're going to get some good tests early on, so we'll see if that pays off. But yeah, it's something I'm always curious about, you know. It's like the injury reports and stuff. You never fully disclose to not let the opponent have an advantage, but when does it start affecting your squad? So we'll watch that. Keep updates on quarterbacks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.